Beginning in infancy, the ego, meaning the I, emerges out of the id in response to the need to deal with the external world. The ego operates according to the reality principle, meaning it can understand reality and adapt to the constraints of the real world. It can delay gratification and can plan or engage in what's known as secondary process thinking. The ego, in a sense, is a mediator between the needs of the id and the demands of reality. Freud compares the ego to a rider on horseback. The wild horse is the id. The rider tries to restrain and control the horse, and sometimes can, but ultimately is at the mercy of the horse. It has no strength of its own. All energy ultimately comes from the horse. As the ego emerges, it becomes in large part conscious, but significant aspects of the ego remain unconscious. This enables the ego to unconsciously employ defense mechanisms, which we will discuss momentarily.